Welcome to the Bob Bloom Show with your host, Bob Bloom, a production of South LaSalle.
Welcome to episode 36 of the Bob Bloom Show, new podcasting app, new podcasting beginning. Today is Friday, May 1st, 2026. The Bob Bloom Show is my monthly commentary PHP Passion podcast devoted to PHP serverless published on the first of the month. This is your podcast host, Bob Bloom from Toronto. I organize Toronto PHP and Laravel Toronto groups. Head to torontophp.ca for info on our groups. It is with deep gratitude that I express my thanks to my intrepid sponsors of my PHP serverless project, of which this podcast is a part of, Toga Erkan and Luke Leah. Links referenced in this episode are listed in my notes, but there's not going to be any notes on this for this episode. You can listen to this podcast on my website, RSS, Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. I have been on a podcasting hiatus in order to do a fresh from scratch podcasting application to replace the one that I've been using for a very long time. It's been a very productive hiatus, but I accomplished in 3 months, replaced, but took months and years to do. And in this hiatus, I went from wondering if AI had made my PHP passion podcasting about serverless obsolete to utilizing AI for my podcasting, and furthermore, convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that serverless is not an obsolete thing to do. I went from being a complete ignoramus about AI to using AI to accomplish coding feats that are beyond my wildest dreams, although there were bumps in the road. I also, during this time, affirmed that there is a positive symbiosis between my podcasting and my organizing the local Toronto PHP groups. My original impetus for getting into AI was to solve a problem on the PHP Serverless News show. Want to do weekly episodes of 5 to 10 minutes per episode, but was having a constant problem of not having enough PHP Serverless News items to justify these weekly episodes. I curate the news items because I don't think vendor announcements of features is not sufficient for inclusion in my podcast. What I report on my news show is curated. I pick and choose what I want to report to our amazing PHP community. And I have found that having a focus, having a serverless focus, provided a wonderful opportunity to broaden my universe of curation and filter out a lot of stuff as well. Because if I was just a PHP news podcast, I think I'd have to do a lot of feature announcements and a lot less curating. Having a focus gives me a good anchor to filter out stuff that I really don't want to be reported on. Also, by being curated, I'm optimizing the fact that I am a completely independent PHP passion podcaster, which I think is a very unique animal. Last year, I had installed something called Fresh RSS, an open source PHP program that was created in a bygone era of PHP to track RSS feeds. I installed it, loaded it up with RSS feeds, and it was working great. But I just had a lot of stuff to go through and culminated in an experience where I went through about 600 articles and didn't come up with enough. From those 600 articles, I felt that there weren't enough items for my weekly episode. And I found that I was kind of pushing things a bit just to produce episodes. My hope was that AI could somehow broaden my coverage. I specifically looked at Google's suite of AI tooling because it looked like the most promising set of tools at the time, and found that the problem was not tooling, problem was orchestration. I needed to use multiple tools. There was a specific sequence for each tool in implementing them. And then it was a time trigger to launch the process. Tooling was there, the orchestration was not. Now, if memory serves, Laravel released its AI package in beta on February 5th. And we devoted our March meetup to a hackathon using the package, which went very well. I did what I usually do when I learn something new. I read the announcement, which I had no idea what they were talking about. Then I watched videos. I was still perplexed. I looked at the documentation, got frustrated. And then I decided to ask the AI models, which I found were well-versed in this thing. I was thinking they were very well-versed. Maybe the documentation was done in a way that the models would ingest documentation. And so asking the models seemed like a good way of learning the documentation. It was highly conducive. With the AI models, I could ask questions, ask more questions from the answers, and I got a basic idea of what was going on. Then looked at the package's source code, and I thought, well, you know what? I think I could do this for what I need. I don't need the package, perhaps, with AI's help. I could figure out how to do this for my needs, for my show. I decided in one fell swoop that I would just do my own app. I would build my own features from scratch because I would use AI to figure out the specific things that I needed. I never used AI to code, never used AI, but it didn't matter. I was going to build from scratch a custom app to help me with my P3 Serverless News podcast by going through some automation for RSS feeds and other stuff to help me determine what I should consider for inclusion in my episodes by broadening out my coverage. I ended up using mainly Claude AI, but I want you to know, not Claude Code, because Claude in the browser, I used Claude in the browser because I had a ton of questions and I was new. And it was an initial generous trial and it worked out well. I did graduate to the command line, which scared the you-know-what out of me. Claude Code seemed very invasive to my file system. It made a big impression on me that it seemed rather aggressive about getting itself where maybe it's not supposed to be. So it was too much of a leap. Went back to the browser. Actually been in the browser since, never to return to Claude Code, and it's worked out fine for me. I accomplished so much so fast in doing features for my PHP Serverless News podcast, that I got ambitious. I decided to redo my podcasting platform. I self-host my podcast, among other things. I generate my own feed files. I built an app for this a long time ago using the Laravel framework. I had built a content management system using Laravel, which I called LaSalle Software. And for a brief shining moment, I had visions of this LaSalle Software becoming some popular free and open source software with lots and lots of users. The FOSS happened, but the only user was me. It was built with a series of packages and not one big thing, excuse me. Probably will not edit that out. I built it using package development. It worked out very well, but the big downside was I started losing track of where some of the functionality was. Now, for this new application, I felt downright naughty. Did not use package development. Kept the app folder as is for Laravel Plumbing, but I created a new root level folder for my own stuff, which had subfolders below it for each major feature group. After that, subfolders for subfeatures, and featured the sub-subfolders and folders for controllers, models, resources, etc. The exception is roots. One roots file for main subfolder for my own sanity. Tests and views followed the folder structure. Very easy to follow. I wanted to know what was what just by the name and folder hierarchy. Further, I subverted some convenience features, most notably is explicitly enumerating each and every root. But perhaps the naughtiest thing that I did was I built my UI from scratch. HTML, CSS, Tailwind, and a bit of Alpine JS. I had used the commercial admin package Nova from Laravel, and I was thinking of using that or Filament. They're both pretty major packages. But I have lots of the appetite with dealing with the overhead of the big packages, learning, dealing with the very real idiosyncrasies and the perpetual mysteries of using other people's packages. Perhaps what felt very naughty was having the realistic option of building it myself because of AI. AI can certainly type faster than me and remembers details that I can never remember, such as the syntax for doing an HTML drop-down select box. I have it drilled into me pretty good. You buy, you don't build. You look for a package, you don't build. You don't recreate the wheel. But the deep, dark truth is that I'm very uneasy about the nested dependencies that fill my vendor folder. With each composer update, I live in fear of disaster. It's no help to my psyche that I'm reading about all these supply chain attacks. But more mundane is my remembrance of intense frustration wrestling with Nova that came from never wanting to just install it and use it as is. I'm that guy. I never follow a recipe. Always got to do my own thing. I always have something custom that I want to do, trying to shoehorn my own thing into it. And confession, handcrafting the resource files is a lot of work. I know I'm programming for myself, and maybe I shouldn't care about layouts and comments. You'd be justified in your thinking. Why would I go through lengths when I'm the only user to put in comments and make the layouts nice and have it in a certain way and group them? I'll tell you why. Because I'm never thinking of the Bob of today. I developed for my future Bob, the 3 to 6 months from now Bob, who doesn't remember what he did. That guy in the future is awfully appreciative of being saved a tremendous hassle of figuring out what was obvious when the Bob of today built the thing. Now, I went against a very deeply set behavior because not building, because not reinventing the wheel is so ingrained, it felt not just naughty but criminal to even seriously contemplate building my own stuff, especially the UI. I have expected the Royal Canadian Software Development Police to pay me a visit. What I did anyways, I built my own UI, feature instead of using any package, because with AI, I can. It felt great. And I realized again, well, he's pretty powerful. It feels incredible to look at what I did and understand it and feel that it's pretty streamlined. Don't have a zillion files that I never use and do not understand. Turns out that Alpine JS is, for what I did, the perfect lightweight tool to do whatever JS stuff I needed to do, like sorting. I'm also naughty because I have a ton of comments in my code. Code that is for me, so my future Bob can understand it. The AI models are very good at doing comments. So I had the AI models do comments. And it's fabulous. Now, I want to interject that despite my incredible success using AI for coding my app, I have yet to travel to the corner of Nirvana and Shangri-La. It was very intense work. It was hard work. It made me recall the time when I was doing business analyst gigs downtown. I have no idea how people with no coding experience can use generative coding. It went so well, I decided I was going to move everything over. I was going to just start fresh with everything. So I looked at everything I had, some things I didn't bother recreating, and the things I did, especially my front ends. All my front ends from my podcasts, I redid, and it's different. I am so used to doing, I didn't want to do full-blown front-end applications from my domain, front-end domain sites, and I didn't want to do dynamic pages anymore, even though that's all I've ever done, ever. All I do is every time there's a request, it goes to a database and it dynamically puts together the pages ever since I got into this, ever since. You know, I cut my teeth on dynamic pages when I got into WordPress a long time ago, the LAMP stack. That was always how it's done. I remember PHP Nuke, Mambo, B2, WordPress, Joomla. And at a True North conference, I sat with someone who was from Texas, and I was just amazed that someone from Texas would come all the way to Mississauga, Ontario for the conference. They said they assigned every request a UUID so they could track and trace the request through their system. What a great idea. Excuse me. So that's what I did. And it turned out that it bloated my database. And I just didn't want a bloated database. I didn't want my API getting pounded. And I think it was inexorable, but I ended up taking a good long look at Cloudflare. I already use R2 for publicly facing podcasting files. The free storage tier is generous. No egress fees, unlike another cloud provider. I soon learned that Cloudflare storage on its CDN is basically free. The security offers is basically free. And for compute, it offers a decent free tier. My number one question to AI about Cloudflare was, what's the catch? There's no catch. It's their business model. Furthermore, Cloudflare bought an outfit called Astro. Astro is a static site generator. Cloudflare bought them only in January and integrated it into the Cloudflare pages. I basically don't pay for the builds because of the free tier, and I don't have to maintain a full-blown app for my front ends. Now, I have no interest in learning Astro. I am relying on AI. This is too bad that Claude is not perfect about Astro. It's not perfect about how to integrate Tailwind CSS into Astro, and eventually got it all figured out. I also had to put my links that are in the footer as part of my API. So that was like a new feature. But I think it's a small price to pay for having one repo for all my podcast front-end domains. Astro and Cloudflare Pages is such a big success for me that I built an API to publish digest for my PHP serverless news podcast to Astro, the thing that does RSS feed automation and all that stuff that I did, where to put all that output. I did API to put it into Astro. Not that I have actually wired it up to a real Astro site, but I've got the wiring in there, the plumbing in there. I ended up deleting 40 to 50 GitHub repos and a GitHub org, representing a decade and a half of accumulated work. It's actually quite emotional. This is what AI's probably a microcosm of what it's done, AI. I looked at my stuff and said, never is it going to be touched, and I don't want it hanging around. I deleted my packages account, got rid of all these repos. So I have LaSalle software, but there's no software in LaSalle software. So here I am. Thanks to hard work and AI, I now have the best application I've ever done, set up in the best way I've ever had it, accomplished it all in a calendar quarter. Not only can I not fathom how long it would have taken me before AI, it would never have happened. I now have my own app that does orchestration and tooling for RSS feeds for YouTube, regular feeds, and even for podcasts, because podcasts have RSS feeds. I have yet to try it out in production. That's how fresh I am in production. So there's going to be rough edges, but right now, as it stands, pretty good. I have podcast management required for self-hosting my podcast, pre- and post-production features that are better and streamlined than what I had before. There are 1,200 tests, almost 2,500 assertions, the value of which is making sure when there are new features or updates, doesn't break anything. I have the building blocks for an integrated workflow, podcasting workflow with AI. I have ideas, and now I have a platform with which to try the ideas out. Back on Feb 5th, when the Laravel AI package was released as beta, I had no idea what that package would truly spawn. As I looked into it, came to the conclusion that I'd do my own thing. My podcasting hiatus is over, starting with this episode. I have 4 introductory Bob Bloom interview episodes that I am sunsetting. I'm doing one single fresh new introductory episode, which is going to be published very shortly. But PHP Serverless Profiles and PHP Serverless News Podcasts are on deck. I want to set stuff up, of course, in my production app first. I want to plan out my profiles. I don't want to force getting back into these shows. I want to get them in tandem with my app and get a nice production rhythm going. I want to add handling of videos, actually between doing the draft and doing the recording of this podcast. I've done 95% of what little video handling I want to do. I've done those features already. Isn't that incredible? I also want to mention that I'm using FrankenPHP as much as I possibly can because the PHP Foundation officially supports FrankenPHP, and I want to take every opportunity to use it. So my Docker images on my dev and prod, I've got in prod, one uses native mode, excuse me, which is fine. The other uses worker mode. And you know what I learned? I'm a longtime Laravel Forge user. Laravel Forge does not support FrankenPHP. I decided I was going to close my Forge account go at it alone. That's how important I think it is for me to learn FrankenPHP. I've never run a production server from a naked state. No help, just me, no managed servers, nothing. Just a new cloud server and looking a lot of stuff up on AI. And I got figured out. And all the stuff with Cloudflare got figured out. And all the Dockeri stuff got figured out. I'm still amazed. It is all quite the setup. And that's it. Thank you for listening to this 36th episode of my Bob Bloom Show, new podcasting app, new podcasting beginning. My next podcast episode is scheduled for June 1st, 2026.
You have been listening to a South LaSalle production. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of South LaSalle, Bob Bloom, nor of the organizations represented. Links and materials discussed on air are available in the show notes for this show. Information contained herein have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but are not guaranteed. Podcasts are released under copyright. Rights are reserved. Email correspondence to the attention of Bob Bloom at bob.bloom@lasallesoftware.ca.